This is it. This is the beginning of the end.
Always in that vault.
I've seen how this ends. Humanity can't save me from it.
Once the devil comes and calls, they're done.
Once you die and then the light never lives.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Chatterbox. It's been a while. I'm Keisha, and on the line with me is Kristen. Hey, Kristen.
Hello.
It feels like we haven't done this in forever. I'm feeling a little rusty.
I know, me too. It has been a while.
Yeah, but and now we've got to start the beginning of the end. How do we do this without breaking down?
I don't know.
Oh, no. But we are going to do it. We have to. Yes. This is the last season for The Vampire Diaries, as you all know, season 8. And per Julie Plec, every episode this season will be titled after a line that meant something in the show. Mm-hmm. So tonight's or last night's premiere, Friday night's premiere, guys, if you're watching on the CW Live, was titled Hello Brother. And isn't that the first thing Damon says in the show?
Yep. It's when he comes back. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love
it. We won TVD bingo.
Yes,
or trivia.
We win.
But yes, this title, obviously this was going to be a Damon-centric episode anyway, just because he and Enzo were taken or overtaken by some sort of evil. So, if you recall last season, the vault is cracked open at the armory and something escaped and took
it's
control over Damon. Yeah, it's not good. And when we last saw the killing husbands, as I'll refer to them.
Oh my God.
There were bodies hanging from the ceiling in this slaughterhouse. And I'm thinking, what in the world is going on here? Mm-hmm. But now we know.
We do. And it's also not good.
Yeah, so are you excited about this big bad being a siren?
I think I don't know that I'm excited about it, but I think in the more recent seasons, there's been too many big bads going on at once. So I think I'm kind of looking forward to there being one. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, it's nice that they're kind of getting back to the basics.
Exactly.
I think Julie said, and yeah, they did. You know, I like the fact that they're keeping it down to one. But you know what? Because I know this show, I feel like the siren is just the beginning, and that they're gonna throw something else at us like halfway through the season.
Well, I think I saw somewhere that we can expect Ripper Stefan.
So
I don't know.
Wait,
if
Ripper Stefan.
Yeah, Ripper Stefan.
Now, does this mean it's in a flashback? Because they can get away with saying that if it's in a flashback, or he's also going to be taken over by the evil. We don't know.
We don't know. I mean, so it's possible that we can have multiple baddies on the show, but I think this girl is going to be the main one.
Well, Damon also said something about she works for the devil. So that's why I'm like, there might be a bigger bad than the siren. But, you know, I'm just hoping because I don't know. I want the show to go out on a bang, and I think the siren is not the bang. So that's why I'm hoping for a bigger baddie. But it's off to a good start. Loving the simplification of the evil, but also just really loving the callbacks to the basics. Starting with that opening scene, which was co-written by Kevin Williamson. Yes, he is back. Co-creator Kevin Williamson, responsible for that awesome opening scene, which is essentially shot by shot, the same as the very first episode as well.
I love that. They had the fog going on, that car driving. Really? I'm like, Why would you get out of your car? Okay, I understand they hit someone. But really? Like, you're in the middle of nowhere on this dark-ass street with all this fog, and you're going to get out and just, like, stand there?
Listen, are you going to be that person that just drives on and goes, bye-bye, didn't see you?
I mean...
You're evil.
No.
I mean, listen, if Damon and Enzo ran into you, they would be taking you back to the siren, because obviously you do not have a pure soul.
Well, let's put it this way. If they had kept driving... Okay, no, let me stop, because they would have gotten them anyway.
No, you're digging yourself into a
okay,
hole.
Okay, if I was in the Vampire Diaries universe, I would have stopped. I would have been that person too.
Changing your story.
Yeah.
Doesn't hide the fact that you're still evil, so we'll just move on.
Hey, I wasn't selling pills to people when my grandmother was dying like this dude did. So I'm not the most evil.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Anyway.
Give me some credit.
Sure, Jan. Okay. But still, I love the fact that they're going after these semi-tainted people. Is that what sirens naturally do, or is that a twist in the show?
I don't know, because to be honest, I've never heard of anything about sirens.
Have you not read are you like Bonnie? Did you not read the Odyssey?
I am like Bonnie.
That is, like, one of the required readings in high school. How have you not read the Odyssey?
Because you don't know the city that my high school was in. They didn't even talk about the Odyssey.
Oh.
It's bad people.
Well, that's great. So if I'm pulling back to my high school knowledge, but usually sirens call after sailors and lure them into the rocks, lure them to their deaths.
Awesome.
So they are the original nasty women, apparently. but this siren loves to feed on evil souls, which I'm intrigued by. I want to know, why is that? Is it like evil feeds on evil? Or is this a siren with a heart that's like, I feel bad about eating people, but they're
not. It's not so bad when they're shitty.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Maybe that's it. I mean, the vampire conundrum is that you feed on blood and you feel bad about it. So maybe if you don't kill them, it's not as bad as just walking around thinking humans are, you know, little Happy Meals. So it could be the same thing.
Could be.
Yeah, but also there's... Well... You know what? I'm actually kind of disappointed with the way she looks, because she just looks like a normal person covered
in
blood.
The girl at the end?
Yeah, the siren.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if she just looked totally weird and like freakish, and that's why we don't see her? Because she's like Quasimodo in her little tower. Don't look at me.
Yeah, but isn't she? She was an actual person, because she's the sister of... That girl, the one that broke into Caroline's house.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, ignore everything I just said before. Yeah, that makes total sense.
See,
okay.
That's why I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you, resident fact checker. But what was your favorite part of the episode? Or some things you loved?
Oh my God, I don't know that I can pick one thing. I just like how they were tying in stuff from the first season. Like, I like that they got back to actually writing in a diary, because the show is called Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
I'm glad they went back to doing that. I think it's creative that they're writing to Elena and not like to each other or to their actual diary. I think it's not that we were super into Elena towards the end, but I like that they're trying to keep the character alive, because she was one of the main people on the show. So I mean, I like that they're writing to her.
Do you think she's gonna come back?
Well, I saw that she had told them that she would come back when things wrapped up, whether it's in a flashback or actually waking up. I don't know, but if she wakes up, Bonnie better not die.
Oh yeah, that they still haven't handled that, so they're too busy trying to fix Damon and Enzo.
Yeah. So as long as Bonnie doesn't die, I would be okay with Elena coming back to just wrap things up. But other than that, I just like the I like how when the car in the beginning hit Enzo, and then he's like, yeah, we should just let this go. I don't know. Like, I feel like they're putting little, like, Easter eggs in their dialogue that I thought was cute. Damon reading 50 Shades of Grey. That was funny.
I love Damon's love for trash literature. Like, but it's very
as he calls it.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Because when he was reading Twilight, he's like, this is trash, and Edward is so whipped. But he loves 50 Shades of Grey, and I know the reason why. He turned off his humanity.
But did he? Do you think he actually did?
He flipped the switch.
I don't know if he did, though. Because he was in the car, and he was thinking about Elena, remember? And he was saying he doesn't know how much longer he can fight. So I'm like, maybe he's, like, pretending like he did it so that this whatever or maybe the was flip, in the vault.
Maybe the flip is, the switch is, like, partially flipped. I feel like he turned off some part of himself.
I mean,
maybe not all of it,
yeah,
but some
I can
part.
See that. I just don't think, you know, I think he's trying to convince everyone that he flipped it. But I think he might have an ulterior motive. We know Enzo didn't. That poor guy. Oh my god. I never thought I would say that because we were getting a little with Enzo. But
well, I wanted Enzo to die at some point. I'm glad he didn't. And then when he first hooked up with Bonnie and we had no like introduction into that and they were just randomly making out and we were like, what is this?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this to me? This makes no sense.
Exactly.
Now it does make sense because it does. Like the first guy to put Bonnie first, mm-hmm. and I'm on board for that. Yes. It took how many seasons for this to happen?
I know. This poor girl. And I love the flashbacks of her with him. That you know what? I'm actually going to – I like the tying in with the old stuff, but I think the Enzo and Bonnie thing might be my favorite part of this episode. Him leaving her little clues –
hands down, him being sort of her English teacher, having her read the Odyssey.
And her music teacher, even though Kat Graham doesn't need it.
Yeah, but okay, question. Mm-hmm. How would he know about teaching her sirens? Like, did he think that that would come in handy later on?
I don't know. I think that's just...
Like, was he it just a been coincidence?
Talking, he could have been talking about the whole book, but they're showing us that part just to tie in with what's going on. That's what I think.
Okay, because I'm like, it is just a wonderful coincidence mm-hmm. that...
I mean, because the Odyssey is a big book, isn't
the Odyssey?
It?
Well, yes, it's kind of famous, I guess. But, like, you don't read that in your leisure. You read that in school.
No, I don't mean big. I don't mean big, like, popular. I mean big, like... a fat book.
It is not as big as the Iliad.
Okay.
It is a quick read compared to the Iliad.
Okay. But yeah, I think...
it's not really a book. It's a long poem by Homer.
Hmm.
I think. No, the Iliad is a poem.
High school was a long time ago.
Oh my goodness. Whatever. Just read, kids. Just read them both. You'll enjoy it. You'll love it. You'll make fun of it. Or we'll make fun of some of the people in it, especially Achilles because he's annoying. But yeah, enjoy it. It's nice action adventure reading with really, really ancient language. So
you know,
yeah.
You know, kind of off topic. I was watching the premiere in Covington and like we're all sitting there. They had to move the premiere because you know how usually it's in the square, like where Mystic Grill is and the clock tower and everything. There were so many people there this time that they had to move it to a field like down the street at where there's an amphitheater or whatever. And when they showed the Bonnie and Enzo scenes, everyone was like, "Aw." And I was like, I don't think they were doing that when they first showed them in that flash forward. Like when they ran to each other and started kissing, we were kind of like, what the hell is going on? But now I think everybody, to me, they're like the most authentic relationship. It's weird.
Yeah, because they started out as Well, not really friends. But then they allowed their relationship to grow. It wasn't like we're in dire circumstances, falling in love, mushy mushy, blah blah blah. They took the time to really develop their feelings and allow them to grow and they really appreciate each other. And I love that. They just work. Whereas I feel like some other couples, the reason that they're in love is because of the dire circumstances where you need someone to latch on to. Not gonna name any names, but I just feel like this is quite different because when they were hiding out in that cabin, they were just kind of left to their own devices and
Exactly. And they actually got to know each other.
yeah. So that was great. So I love them. I love them so much.
Me too. And I think Bonnie needs somebody to, like you said, put her first because everything has always been, oh, just let Bonnie do it. Oh, if Bonnie dies, she'll just come back as a ghost. Or everything like rolls off everyone's shoulders. Even though like she did develop a decent friendship with Damon. And even Stefan, when him and her were walking through the woods in this episode, he told her that no one fights harder or longer or better than she does. And he said even Caroline and Elena. So it's like at least they're giving her some credit that she's been through stuff that the others really haven't. And she still comes back and still tries to save everyone. Give the girl some credit.
Yes, finally. Bonnie's getting credit. I also love I love the brotherhood of Stefan and Damon. I think they're one of the core things of the show, and I'm always fighting for them to be on the same page, but they can never do that for very long. It's I guess they're just it's just one of those relationships that works better when they're at odds. At least on screen for us. Like you guys, when you're watching this, just remember you're supporting the fact that they're at odds. because yeah, they just they fight so well.
Yeah, they
It's
do.
compelling, like that scene in the meat factory and Damon's pretty much like, yeah, my life ended the day you took it, so congrats, bro.
Ouch.
Burn. And then later on, Stefan's sort of it hurt Stefan. Why do you think it hurt this time around? For Stefan, is even though he's heard that before.
Because I think a lot has happened since that time that Damon showed up in the first season. I think he's realized how much he does actually need him. And I don't know, because he could be just accepting Damon's flaws, you know what I mean? He's not perfect, but in the end, he does try to help. He has good intentions sometimes. He just doesn't follow through on it as well as someone else might have.
Maybe I think maybe it's the fact that maybe he Stefan's finally realizing this is the one time Damon may not actually come back from it.
Yeah, and that scares
Like
him.
maybe they can't defeat the sea. What if the show ended and it's like they're all evil, the Siren one
Oh my God. We went when we
end
were in
credits.
Covington, somebody was like, I don't want it to end with like mushy, everyone's happy and getting married. They're like, I want everyone to die. Like they're like, I love the characters and the show, but if the show's gonna end, like just let them all die.
Go out on a bang.
then she said that Matt's gonna be the only one to live.
Oh my, I
The
would
one
be so
human.
mad. If Matt doesn't die this season, I'm gonna flip a table because he's had so many extra lives and he's the human with no powers. I mean, I get that he has a gun and he's like a cop and he says mean things, but still, people can knock him down. So the fact that he's still alive is a miracle. And also, I think I lost use for him after season four.
Oh my
So
God.
it's just
No,
right now
leave Matt alone.
it's just a numbers game, Matt. I'm sorry, your number's up soon.
No, but you have to give him a little bit of credit that he's the one person that has stayed a human this whole time,
Congrats for
has gone
living
through
in a
some shit.
supernatural show, Matt.
Oh
Congratulations. Would you like a cookie?
my God. Such hatred for Matt.
I don't hate him. I just don't care.
Oh, my God.
That's the difference. Sorry, Matt.
Oh, my God. I'm rooting for Matt.
Okay. Like, I like Ian. He's great. I mean, Zach. Wait.
Is I was like, Zach? Ian, what? Huh?
Wait. Sorry, Zach. My bad. Yeah, that dude. He's cool.
Zach? Because Zach is like the complete opposite from Matt.
Exactly. Like, I think that's why I like him. But I digress.
What do you think about Rick with that in the...
Why is he running the armory, first of all? Like, it makes sense, but also it doesn't. Like, how did he get that position?
I don't know. I mean, he was always into those artifacts and all that stuff, so maybe that's why.
It makes sense, but, like, where did everyone go after the armory?
Searching for Enzo and Damon. Everyone died.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Everyone died. That's why. Okay, so he just kind of, like, hopped in there and was like, I'm going to take over this little thingy here.
Yeah, he Thanks was like, God. Shit, all these people are gone. Let me take over.
But now he's got interns, and I'm like, so you're a professor again, but not really?
Well, it's good that he has the interns because they found that little whatever it was.
Yeah, but, like, how is he making money? How is he making a living?
I don't know. Can we get Matt Davis on the phone?
Yes, call him up right now and have him explain himself.
Explain yourself as a lark, please.
Yeah, I don't see that job lasting very long either, but I think it is cool the fact that he kind of geeked out and finding those old relics, which I feel like will come to some good use later on.
Maybe that's how he's going to make his money.
He's going to sell.
He's going to sell.
I don't know, but I feel like there's going to be an object in there. Like, those objects, we didn't spend, like, 20 minutes looking at them in under flashlight for them to just not be relevant. I feel like something's going to happen with those. Like, something hidden in there is going to be the key to the siren.
Yeah, it has to be something, because that's not just going to die off. Just, oh, hey, we found this room of treasure, but we're just going to leave and leave it alone. Something's going to happen. It has to have some kind of storyline. I don't know.
But right now it's shrouded in mystery. Dun, 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 dun. So I'm enjoying that too, is the fact that, you know, we don't really know much about the siren other than what literature has taught us. So that's kind of cool. And I'm just like, I'm on board. I'm ready to see what happens next. And I think the show kicked off with a bang. So kudos to you, Hello Brother, which also was a trending topic thanks to the very dedicated Vampire Diaries family.
Yeah.
So yes, Hello Brother, trending. Keep that going, guys. Go out with a bang.
That's going to be our like recurring line throughout our podcast is go out with a bang.
Go out with a bang, bang, bang. That is the goal. But it was a great start. And I can't wait for the second episode.
I know.
Which is, do we know what the title is?
I think I found it before. Let me see. You know, we also didn't talk about Caroline with that girl that broke into her house.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's really not a big deal. All that happened is she says that the siren wants something to do with her kids, which everybody wants the magical kids. What could the siren possibly want with the Gemini twins?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. They're magic. Of course, they're magical babies. They have probably have a lot of power. I feel like this siren is after power, too.
Well, they're like heretics, aren't they? The babies?
No, they're Gemini twins.
They can siphon.
Oh, that's well, I guess.
We need to know what Caroline's babies are.
Yeah.
Besides being twins. The second episode is called Today Will Be Different, by the way.
Which, if you remember, was said by Elena.
That was in, one of the first episodes, right? When she was going back to school?
Yeah. Yes, it was the first season. Mm-hmm. Was that the first episode?
It might have been, because she was going back to school. She was writing in her diary.
And yeah, she's very different. Yeah, she's depressed, and she's like, okay, today will be different.
That was very nice. You sounded just like her.
Thank you. My acting classes paid off. And by acting classes, I mean YouTube. Thank you, guys. It's so great. I'm interested to see how today will be different. Da-na-na-na-na. We're not going to know until next Thursday, which you can watch on the CW. Wait, not Thursday. Gosh.
Friday.
Do not watch on Thursday, because you will not get a show on Thursday. Watch it on Fridays. CW Network, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Pacific, for those of you on the West Coast. Can't wait to see what happens.
I know. I'm excited. I'm excited because it feels kind of nostalgic a little bit.
Yes. And
so
now
far,
that they know.
That's only the first episode, so that's good.
Yes, the season will be full of nostalgia, and the fact that they know they're coming to an end while in production on this means they're going to throw in as many goodies as possible. And maybe that means we'll get to see old faces, like, I don't know, Katarina in a flashback.
Your favorite?
I just want to see Katarina. I love her. I love saying her name, like Elijah says it, Katarina. Just rolls off the tongue. So give me Kat. Thrin.
What?
Or give me death. That's what I want to see this season, is Katarina Petrova.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back again next weekend after the airing of Vampire Diaries Episode 2. Today will be different. Thank you. I know, that's my radio talk person. But,
yeah, sounds like a game show.
Yes, and we want to give a special shout-out to Vampire Diaries Online. You can catch them on Twitter, at TVDFans. On Twitter, yeah, right? Yes. I got that right.
No,
yes,
you missed something.
What did I miss?
It's TVDFans Online.
I did. I said Vampire Diaries Fans Online is the website.
And you said TVDFans on Twitter. It's TVDFans Online on Twitter.
Sorry, it's at TVDFans Online.
There you go. And the website is VampireDiariesOnline.com. We got this.
So thank you guys for the support, and we'll be back next week.
And also tweet us. We're both on Twitter. You can tweet us, and we'll read your comments and send us any predictions and how you think it's going to end. Do it.
Yes, be sure to follow us. I'm on Twitter at Keisha Mays, and you, Kristen, what are you?
This is Kristen _.
Awesome. So tune in, tweet us, react, and listen.
Do it.
Boom. See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.